Our Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat begins here on 103.9 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside here head coach the Jackson Heights Cobra Girls, Madison Massey. This Locker Room Chat is provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Warham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. It's been a pair of games. Last time we spoke, Coach, a big win over McLeod, 54-10. That featured a good game from Chesney Cockrell, 17 points, and then also a loss against Mar Hill, Mount Akemi earlier this week on Tuesday. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Oh, McLeod was a nice win for us. It was a quick game. We got a running clock going in the fourth quarter. Chesney had a big night. It was nice to see her hit some shots. She had a couple threes, but mainly they were in the paint. She's been doing a lot better at rebounding here lately, so that's been helping. Also in that game, Bryn Shoup, she had 8 assists, which is a really high stat. Finishing the ball really gets her hands on a lot of things, so that creates steals for our team. And then Nicole was really close to a double-double. She had 9 rebounds and 11 points. So we had a lot of people working the ball around. Defensively, we did a nice job as well. Moving on to last night, we just couldn't score the ball. Our highest score was 7, and that was Chesney. And then after that, we had a 5-point, a 4-point, and a 1-point. So can't win many games when you score 17 points. Mar Hill's defense, they did a really nice job. I was proud of us in the first half. We broke their press really relatively well, but they went on a big 10-point run in the third quarter, which put us down close to 20. Hard to come out of that.
Well, Coach, upcoming here, Valley Falls again on Friday, as mentioned, and this is a team that you've already seen once before this season. But, you know, you're coming off of, I know, still the loss against Morehouse Mount Akemi right before that, 3-game winning streak, your second this season on a 3-game winning streak. I mean, what can you kind of find from that streak and find from both your winning streaks that can kind of apply to this matchup here on Friday, some things that you've done right here from the past couple of weeks coming down the end of the season against Valley Falls?
Just really reiterating that this game is so important. We're teetering between the spots for sub-state with Valley Falls, so this is an important game because it counts towards that. Offensively, we just got to watch the ball go in the hoop. We get baskets, we get shots around the basket that are close. We just can't finish them. We get rushed. We don't get squared up. So hopefully we can do a better job of that coming up on Friday. And the last time we played Valley Falls, we shot 16% from the 3-point line, which is, I mean, if you shoot 25 threes, which we did, we only made 4. That's a rough go for us. We got to find ways to get the ball inside the paint, do a better job of offensive rebounding. You know, it's okay to miss shots, but if you don't have anybody in there trying to get a few rebounds, then we're definitely going to struggle.
Yeah, and focusing in on, you know, real quick here, it's senior night on Friday for Jackson Heights. You know, what kind of flyers do you have to give to your seniors so far this season? What improvements have you seen here from the start to now the end of the season?
Oh, just major improvements, especially, you know, the last 6 years, because I had this group in middle school, and they were in 7th and 8th grade. And then when I moved to this position, obviously they were freshmen. I'll start with Emma Sides. Gosh, she's made such strides in the last 2 years, especially. She's hitting some shots. She just does the little things that go unnoticed by people who aren't watching closely. She gets lots of rebounds. She hustles. She plays so hard. So I'm so proud of her as well. Chesney, you know, she's been playing on varsity for 2-3-ish years. And she's just started to take a little more control as a leader, and she's just doing a really nice job. And then we got Bryn Shoup, who's just athletically so much further ahead than most kids, and she uses that speed and her quickness to get her hands on lots of balls. She makes some really nice passes, and, you know, she can take the ball to the hoop, and not many people can stop her. So I'm just incredibly proud of all three of these seniors. They've done a wonderful job the last 4 years.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chat.
Thanks.
That was head coach Madison Massey with the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, again finishing out the regular season here on Friday against Valley Falls. And then next Locker Room Chat will be our final one. We'll talk about sub-state in the postseason coming up here for the Jackson Heights Cobras.